It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. If you apply for a job, it's increasingly likely your employer will use a system called E-Verify to see if you're legally eligible. E-Verify is an electronic record system operated by the federal government. More and more states are requiring businesses to use it. The Obama administration will add driver's license information from the state of Mississippi to E-Verify as early as this week. It's part of a test to see if that data helps identify people working in the U.S. illegally. But E-Verify has its critics. Tyler Moran is with the National Immigration Law Center.
There are a number of concerns with the system as it currently exists. It wrongly identifies U.S. citizens and other work-authorized people as not authorized to work. In FY 2010, we estimate that 80,000 people lost their jobs due to E-Verify because of the error rates in the databases.
What's causing those error rates?
It can happen because a woman gets married and changes her name, and that information isn't in Social Security's database. It can happen from transcribing last names, or an employer types in incorrect information. There are a number of reasons.
Is there an appeal process for people who've lost their jobs because of an error?
There's absolutely no appeal process, and this is the most concerning part of this program, which is if there is an error in the system, you do have a right to contest it. But if you're unable to contest it and lose your job, there is absolutely no process for you to get your job back or to get lost wages.
Well, what's the difference between contesting it and appealing it?
Well, if I am hired for a job and my employer puts me through E-Verify and it indicates that my name doesn't match, I have the right to go to the Social Security Administration and contest that finding. But oftentimes, workers are not able to fix the problem, either because they aren't able to resolve the error with the federal government, or 42% of employers don't notify workers that they have an error and the right to contest it. Therefore, they don't know and they lose their jobs.
So the program rejects people who aren't eligible and some who are. Alejandro Mayorkas is director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. It's part of Homeland Security. He puts the accuracy rate at 98.3%, an improvement over the previous year.
One of the recent new enhancements is a program that we call Self-Check, which enables an employee to check the accuracy of the government databases before he or she enters the job market and applies for employment.
Why should any employer use this system when the government says it's not 100% accurate?
I would posit that a 98.3% accuracy rate is extremely high. An employer has an obligation to ensure the lawfulness of its workforce, and this is a free and extremely easy-to-use way of fulfilling that legal obligation.
So you're fine with a 98.3% accuracy rate?
We strive for perfection. Our accuracy rate is increasing, and we're very proud of our record thus far.
Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you may have missed.
About an app that can save your life. It's called the SOS app, and it was developed by the American Red Cross and Dr. Mehmet Oz.
Oprah's pal.
The app teaches how to handle 30 emergency situations like seizures, choking, broken bones, and it's free.
It sounds great, but if I'm in trouble, I don't want you pulling out your phone and waiting for an app to load.
Right, like maybe you should sit down and read a little bit first?
Yes, yeah, pour some tea, have a seat, learn what to do, and then when I'm choking, put the phone away. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Oscar Gomez was a Chicano student activist in the 90s, a radio DJ and a rising star.
He was fire. He was charisma incarnate. Everyone had a crush on him.
He was a voice of people who didn't have a voice.
Until his sudden and mysterious death. What happened to Oscar? Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.